We are up to Simen Ayin Reish Hey, and we will be doing Sif Aleph. After Kiddush, we go into the Gzeira of Shemeyata, the Gzeira that you're not supposed to make use of the light that you may adjust on Shabbos. Ein Polin Pirish Levaris Akine Me Abagodim Targum Biyati Akodesh Pilisi. You're not allowed to clean clothing from lice. Ve'ein korin b'sefer, and you're not allowed to read from a sefer, la'or haner, using candlelight, the light of whatever the ner is, v'afilu ve'inemotzi b'fiv, even if you're not voicing it, you're just reading v'machshava, shema yate, because we're afraid that you're going to go and tilt it to bring the oil closer to the wick, so it'll burn better. V'afilu gavoa eser komol, she'eni yachal ligalov, even if it's high up and you can't reach it, still, they made a gzeira shlo chilku chachamim badover. That is the halacha of low plug. When Chazal made their gzeira, they didn't make an exception here. Umitam ze yesh lesser afilu bashashis. For that reason, we are machmir, even if the candle or the light is sitting inside a glass that I don't have easy access to it, and by the time I get to it, I'll remember. Still, they answered, O kavua b'chor shebekosel, even if it's stuck into a hole in the wall. This applies not only to an oil lamp, this even applies to a wax lamp, a wax candle. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that included in this is anything that needs iyun, something that you have to, you need the light to see it carefully, including checking your tzitzis, anything that needs iyun. What happens if you locked it up behind glass? It's locked up. Some are makel, others are machmir because of low plug. But if you gave the key to somebody else, there the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's mutter. It's like you appointed the other person as a shomer. Now, why is it that we say even in wax, a wax candle, that there's a chash? We're not mata them. We're afraid that you're going to take off the very edge of the wick that's gotten black. The Bach brings a marshal that the minig is to be makel in an air of shaiva and chelev, of a wax candle too, whether it's beeswax or regular wax. Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham, says to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. He says that in our candles, you never touch them. Once you light candles, you do nothing to help them burn better. Since you never do anything, even during the week, there is no low plug and there is no gzera. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, especially goes into the halachas of a gas lamp. And he says there that some write on the gas lamp, Shabbos Hayom and Osr Lahatos. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if you want to rely on that, that's fine. Although there are a lot of other heterim in a gas lamp. Some say that over there you don't go move anything closer to anything. In the case of oil, you want the wick to absorb it better, but in gas light, you just have the gas there and there's nothing you can really do about it, as long as you put it on in a way that it's burning nicely. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that even in a gas lamp, that we would say a low plug, and it's best to have a sign on it that today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to be madlik.